are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
And it is the 29th of November.
Yay! Wait, no, not yay. November's almost over. December's
yes,
here.
Yes, I know. It's a beautiful weekend here in Los Angeles. And we're very blessed to have Ann Walker.
Oh, thank you. I'm so blessed to be here. Yes,
we found her at the bar. We're like, come in with us.
Get your butt over
they
here.
They had to drag me in. Yeah.
There was a lot
drag
of dragging.
Yeah.
So welcome in with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I love being on the radio.
Yay!
It's fun. And you two are very much fun, too.
We try.
We're boring.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Wait. Yeah.
No.
So.
Okay.
Now everybody calm down now. Calm down.
Okay. Thanksgiving was this weekend.
It was Thanksgiving this
weekend. We had a mighty Thanksgiving. Even with me at work, it still turned out for some reason.
It was an almighty Thanksgiving even.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so glad.
I had 30 people over. We had 25. 30 people were RSVP'd, so 25 showed up, which meant that we had two turkeys.
Yes.
And a hell of a lot of food.
Oh, my gosh. So much food. And somehow I've got to... I'm not one to toot my own horn, but toot. Chef Blythe Beck, we love you. I cooked. I had to work at 5:30 in the morning, and I was up cooking. I can't believe how much shit I cooked at my house to bring over after work on Thursday. Like, five big plates worth of stuff.
I cooked a lot the day before. We went over to my son's house. They have a new baby. They have the newest baby. Only a month old.
Do we still call you Anne?
Yes, Nana you
Ann,
sure
or?
As shit do.
Okay. I mean, no, I would always call you Anne. Hot stuff Anne.
No, Grandma. They call me Grandma. Okay. Everybody else, all the other grandmothers have these really cutesy names. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. And I said, I do not want a cutesy name. Although I did work, try to get the baby to say Diva. Grandma Diva. Diva. But the little tyke can't talk yet. Oh. But my other grandson, my son had a girl. They have a little girl named Sadie that's a month old. But then I have a grandson. He's two.
Yay.
Fun.
And he can say Diva.
Yes, he can.
I love it.
Uh-huh. And I taught him how to march and play instruments. Yeah, he's learning.
Instruments. This is a pot, and this is a wood spoon.
I got him real instruments, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
We have a friend back in Texas who, they are teaching their son to be a drummer, and they're all in this rock band and stuff, and they're so fun. And he's so cute.
How old is he?
He's like young.
Like baby young?
Like a year
four.
Or two.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years? A year?
They don't know how to play.
Well, he's playing better than
I know, but most. The whole, does he have like...
I have no idea, honey.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, I don't even know what the hold is. I mean, I have an idea, but it's totally not that kind of idea. Yeah. Hi, I'm Dina Martinez.
So on Thanksgiving...
I'm Dirty D.
On Thanksgiving, while I was at work...
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
I had a drunk celebrity come in to my store.
Please say who it was.
Well, I'm not sure if he was drunk. I don't want to throw it on because what Dina has to add to it. But David Hasselhoff,
he's being held for, what is it, 72-hour psychiatric?
Oh, is that even?
Yes,
this is all before this happened. I'm at work and I look out and I'm like, is David Hasselhoff trying to get into Quiznos? I'm like, that can't be him. And Quiznos is clearly closed because it was Thanksgiving. And I walk in my back room and I come back out and there he is. And he can't even, yeah, it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Bless his heart.
Atta girl, David.
Oh, my goodness.
But then bless, yeah. And then the next day he gets arrested.
I know.
Or taken to the hospital.
Because he was passed out unconscious at his home, I guess.
Oh, so horrible.
You know, I bet his kids should have invited him to Thanksgiving.
I know, right?
That's probably what happened.
He's amazing.
He's a lovely
and
man.
It makes me so sad that he's vexed with such a horrible condition right now. And then his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife.
Oh, she's ex.
Yeah. What's her name,
What is her name?
I got it here somewhere.
She was an actress.
Pamela Bach.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got arrested on Saturday.
For what?
A DUI. A second DUI.
Oh.
And bless...
I live in mortal fear.
I know.
I live in mortal fear.
It is L.A.
I know.
But she was...
You got one of them, you just moved to New York.
It's... I know, right?
Why'd you move to New York? Because I got a DUI.
Exactly.
You know, I got a picture ticket on Thanksgiving Eve.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, at Coldwater and Chandler. So everybody be careful. It was either Coldwater and Chandler or Coldwater and Burbank.
How'd you find out so quickly?
Because it took my friggin' picture.
And then it...
And it's a big... And it was night. You know, it gets dark early now. So there was this big flash. And I was...
Oh, I'm no.
Are you ready for this? I was arguing with my daughter... My big old grown daughter about potatoes for Thanksgiving. Now, it's hard to argue about potatoes.
It's not that hard.
Oh. We did. We did on Wednesday night.
This must have been going around.
The potato arguments of 2009.
And when I get the picture in the mail, it's going to be with me with my mouth open, turned sideways. I'm just hoping I'm unrecognizable because then I'll get out of it. Okay, that's all I have.
Oh my goodness.
Where I was going somewhere, I was...
With David Hasselhoff.
David,
so,
something
oh, but,
else, I don't know.
But Pamela Bach, TMZ reported that she said, I'm remorseful, mortified, I'm going through a really difficult time between David being in the hospital and a divorce, so... Bless her heart. My heart goes out to them.
I think we can all have our hearts go out to her and to David.
And to David. Hopefully. They were saying such evil... Okay, the boards are hateful.
Oh, honey.
Like, people get really mean. And they don't understand that they're people dealing with issues.
That's right.
And people just need a little compassion here and there. And so it really broke my heart. And so my heart goes out to you, David,
and Pamela,
and
their family.
And the family.
Yeah. You know, it's just sad. A lot of sad things happen around Thanksgiving, but because of family dysfunction or families losing other members. In our case, my husband died 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so every holiday, because he was a big, big presence in all of our lives and in real life, maybe he was just a big presence. And so when we get together now, it's a very, we always raise a toast and we have a little moment of silence and we're all boo-hooing.
Yeah.
But then we've got all these new kids coming up in our families, you know, so it's hard to forget it, you know, that we can embrace him and then we have to raise these children up.
And still celebrate him, too, though.
Yeah, and still celebrate him because he was, like I say, he was a wonderful guy and we all miss him very much. Anyway, that was it.
The holidays definitely remind you.
Sorry. I love definitely it very much.
Definitely remind you of we lost my father and my grandfather the same year in 2000, and it pops back. Mm-hmm. It's not as hard, but you remember, I definitely am blessed that I feel like he looks after me and knows that.
That's the way I feel.
He's proud of me now.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about my husband.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's good to have that.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, at least we have this comfort in that. You know, a lot of people don't have that comfort and don't want to see that they're there taking care of us. So,
well, on a lighter note, if I may,
you can't.
We can.
I'm Downer Dina right now.
Yeah, you are. By the same token, I was speaking to my sister in Texas today.
Yeah.
And she was lamenting that wouldn't it be nice if we could all be together again in our old family back in Texas? And I said, no, it would not. I said, we are a dysfunctional family. And I will tell you from the bottom of my heart, we don't know each other. My sister and I do because we stay in touch and we have to talk about our mother a lot. But my two brothers, it's like they live in a whole different realm of the world.
Do you remember the last Thanksgiving or holiday that we were together?
Me and you?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that, honey? Why would
we
want that?
Anne's like, why should I?
She's like, I don't remember, Dina.
I don't know. I felt
I'm your long lost cousin, Dina.
Well, the thing is,
I thought I'd spring it to you on the radio.
Yeah, well, thank you. Precious one. Come home.
I feel
with
so
us.
Welcome.
But anyway, my sister and I got to laughing about it. And I said, do you really want to get us all together? I don't know. What would we do? Sit there and with our, you know, we wouldn't have anything to say.
Right.
That's all. Because they think I'm some big actress out in L.A. I don't work. Little do they know that Sordid Lives was the last job I had. I hate to tell everybody, but
she's
Sordid
like,
Lives.
I was a big actress.
I was a big deal. And now all I am is a big deal with my Facebook friends.
Yay. We love you.
Thank you.
You're a big deal with me.
Well, thank you.
And with me. Seriously. I love you. Anyway, hi.
So, speaking of holidays, I'm really excited about going home this year.
Oh, are you? Where is home? Where is
Dallas
you?
Area.
Home, honey.
Just
I
north.
I can't believe. Irwin? Or
no.
Irvin?
No.
Where is that?
No, Irving?
Irving,
no.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
Sorry, Irvin. No, it's further north.
I bet you.
Small town called Salina football.
I know.
That's my town.
Oh, honey.
That's where I grew up.
Now, Dell.
They're going to be really excited to have a transsexual back in
there. I bet they are.
I'm really.
I bet you're going to be the one in the parade this year.
I know, right?
She's the grand marshal.
She's going to be the grand marshalette. Hey,
am I going to be allowed to walk into that Baptist church?
I'd walk in there with your high heels
Hello.
On, honey.
Hello.
Looking fab.
Hello. I'm going to
do it. Yes.
My poor mom's like petrified. What is he going to look like when he comes back?
My mother gets very paranoid at the Church of Christ when I go home. She takes me, you know, to the Church of Christ. And I go to the Science of Mind, mm-hmm. you know, Church of Religious Science. And we believe many different things.
Yes.
Except that it's nothing that the Church of Christ people believe in. So she's always pinching me, just like when I was a kid, you know, to stop fidgeting. But now it's just shut up. Please don't embarrass me.
My mother last year, first time I'd really seen my mother since I've started transitioning was a year ago for the holidays.
Oh.
And look, I mean, I still looked kind of a lot different. I look a lot different now than I did a year ago, but I have OMS on my wrist for, you know,
that.
I love them too.
Yes.
And so she goes, oh, I'm sorry you believe in that.
Oh,
it was adorable and sweet, but I was like, well, it's okay.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And how do they feel?
My mother got a lesbian and a transsexual. And,
and she's wondering, what the hell did I do? But
she's the luckiest mom ever.
It is. She is lucky, as a matter of fact. And she didn't do a damn thing. These people, God wanted us all to be individuals.
Exactly.
Individuals. And therefore, we have to love each and every one of everybody.
Well, though, I have to speak from the other side, though, because my grandma and my mother are so okay with me.
Yeah.
That they kind of, why aren't you married yet? Why haven't you adopted children? My stepmother has all my children named. Like,
gosh. And you have a partner?
No.
Well, see, there
totally
you go.
Totally single. I go home and grandma's trying to, like, why don't, after church for the coffee and cake, why don't you go sit by him? I'm
like, and they pick people out for you? Where's home for you?
Wisconsin.
Oh. Well, so, that's good, though, that they're very accepting.
They are, but sometimes it's too much.
Now, that's an interesting concept. Being too much accepted by your straight parents when you happen mm-hmm. to be gay. Now, excuse me. There's a lot of people out there listening in
completely.
Right now.
And I joke about it, but I would never never trade that situation.
Good.
So, hi. I'm Serious Susan. Welcome to the Dina and Greg Show. What else you got? What else is going on? What did we went off
Well,
Friday?
Let's talk. Okay, last Sunday, before we move on to that, we're going to start with Sunday. The American Music Awards.
Oh, gosh. Big, big, big hubbub.
So much.
Exciting stuff. First of all, Lady Gaga, very exciting, very, you know, showy.
It was beautiful.
I really enjoyed her performance.
It was beautiful.
I don't get her.
She's interesting.
I don't either.
Sorry.
I mean, get her and I don't at the same time. She's very artistic and over the top, and I love that. And she's such a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So am I. And I love drag.
Me too.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to watch her, and she's so creative. So I really enjoy the creative part of it. She's also a really good vocalist, and I didn't realize it until I heard some other stuff that she's done a little bit earlier, and she's very good.
Well, I saw her perform live in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. A few months ago. I was at the HRC dinner in Washington, and she did not have on the big drag. She had on a very tasteful little black dress, mm-hmm. and she sat at a piano, and she played, and she sang Imagine.
Yeah.
And it was just... brought the house down.
Very, very, very good.
Yeah, she was just very real and very there and present and just wanted to do that. Yeah.
Greg looked over and he goes, is that her face?
What?
He looked over and said, is that her face? I don't think I've ever seen her face.
Oh, yes.
it was awesome.
So, yeah.
So, J-Lo, bless her heart, slipped.
Well, why did they make a big deal out of that?
We didn't even realize it. We did not even realize it.
She bounced. That girl just hit it and bounced right up, and it could
thank
have
God
been,
for that booty.
Yeah, baby.
No, I think it was a really good performance, and yes, she slipped, and there are a lot of people that slip.
You know how
she
many
is
times,
a human.
Yes, indeed she is.
And she was jumping off the back of that dancer. Like, really, like, she made it. Everything was fantastic, and then it was a little slip.
I liked it mostly. I didn't like the short thing going on. I understood what she was going for, but I didn't like the shorts on her.
Well, I think that was an unfortunate choice.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah. But we all make those.
It's true.
Hello.
Like, she's all, Dina, you're wearing that top and you clearly shouldn't be today.
Like the Black Eyed Peas, they made an unfortunate choice.
Of
standing on stage.
Singing live.
Well, here's the deal. See, I have to admit, I did not watch the whole entire show. So you two talk. I only got a little bit of Adam Lambert, just a teeny bit.
Yeah.
Didn't get the crotch thing because I went, I don't want to see that. I was watching something else. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to...
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, I was done. I was over it.
I'm not.
Okay.
Because Fergie's outfit, sickening. That bitch, you better wear it. She didn't pee on stage, which was nice.
She peed. I've seen that picture.
And you know, I understand losing control of your bowel function or your you know, functions, but on stage, and luckily she didn't do it on the award show. That's okay. My statement.
I think though, after I'm jumping ahead for a moment, after the movie Nine, no more Fergie pee in her pants. On stage comments, because I mean, yes, she pissed her pants on stage, but that movie looks so amazing. Like,
I'm really excited.
It's gonna
about
blow
it.
Everything away. And she would not have been picked to be in that movie if she didn't have something.
That's
so
right.
No,
she's the most stunning woman.
Do you think?
I mean, I do.
And she's married to Josh Schnell.
Well, and whether they have three ways or she's just a lesbian or a bisexual, who the hell cares? That's what I say. I mean, I'm sorry.
I hope that she's a lesbian because I'm in love with her husband.
Everybody.
That man.
You know, I did an episode of Vegas.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so I got to be sort of around him.
Is he as delicious in public or in person?
He's very cute. Just very handsome, you know. It's like,
that's what
like
I want.
All those guys, like that blonde
all
guy.
All those guys.
Well, the men.
Guys everywhere.
Love all those
Simon
guys.
Baker, you know, love Simon.
Oh, yeah,
blonde.
With the little.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Mm.
He's... very dishy. Yeah. So, Black Eyed Peas. I loved her outfit. I was really disappointed with the performance.
Oh, because they sang live?
Well, I just think it's not because they were that good.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just...
Yeah.
See, I'm an old woman. I'm not into them either.
I mean, I like them. I like them. I'm not...
I just want to say a quick, all you haters to Janet Jackson, give her a break.
Stunned.
Yeah.
She, you know, that bottom was a bad choice. She looked like an out of work elf for Santa Claus.
It was bringing back the 80s.
No, but it looked like she shit her pants. Come on.
Oh,
like,
no.
The back, like, it was baggy, but the top, waist up, she looked phenomenal.
The
performance was fantastic.
It was the amazing medley of Oliver.
You can kiss my ass because it was amazing. My roommate does not like her. Mm. And I'm like, are you really a gay man? Are you really a gay man?
Shakira.
Shakira, which It was amazing.
It was a great performance.
The adjective of the evening, amazing.
I hate that song, She-Wolf. Yeah. And I'm a big Shakira fan back before she broke in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to listen to her albums. She's an amazing artist. I prefer her in Spanish because she's more eloquent and makes more sense.
Yeah.
But as a performer, she's amazing. And as a songwriter, she's really, really good. She just doesn't translate as well in English. Mm-hmm. But her performance was great. They just had the camera so far back for the majority of the performance that I was really disappointed because I wanted to see her. And yes, I got to see her far away, but I wanted to see her close up.
Is it because she was a dancing little girl?
Yeah, and she had dancers all over the theater in the aisles. It was a mm-hmm. huge performance.
But a lot of the other performers had a lot of dancers too. I'm like, pull back, come around, swing around, you know, get all creative.
You got a lot of cameras there.
I know. Yeah.
Move over, I'll do your job.
Hello. But otherwise, it was great. Okay. Toni Braxton.
I can't even join in this conversation now.
We're almost done. I've got
no,
more people,
I want you to talk about it. Because I'm learning. I'm listening.
She looked amazing. I'm really excited to see her back on the scene. She looked stunning. I don't think she performed. I don't remember seeing that.
No, she just presented.
Presented. She looked amazing and looked like a little munchkin next to somebody that she gave the award to.
I don't even remember.
Actually, I have three more people. So, Gloriana, they're a country band, and they won Breakout.
Sorry.
I'm really excited about this. Greg's giving me a hard time. Why is he doing that? So, Gloriana won Breakout Artist, and they're a country band, and it was really cool to see a country band, because I love country music.
I do, too.
Honey.
In... Every now and then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't
I love it all
for,
the time.
With country music, I go through phases.
I guess that's me.
And then, I love country.
Well, anything
I was going to move to.
Anything Bonnie Raitt sings, anything Winona sings.
Uh-huh. Hail those two.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm
fancy.
A country. See, I was going to be a boy country singer.
Were you?
When I was a boy still.
Well, you could still be a girl country singer who was a boy.
I thought about that.
Thank you, Anne, for showing her the light.
Yeah.
My fan base would be very limited, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited that country is making a reemergence in pop culture. Speaking of pop culture,
yes.
Country, Taylor Swift. Seriously?
How do you feel about her?
She was nominated for 5 awards. She won 5 awards.
Yeah.
Dina would become a lesbian for Taylor Swift.
I would not. She's 5.
She is. She's mere baby.
I know.
And she's with that Taylor Lautner. Isn't that his name?
We're going to talk about that again later.
He's a vampire.
Oh,
werewolf.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
he is gorgeous.
Well,
he's gorgeous. Next year.
What? You're becoming a vampire?
No, he's going to be.
He turns 18.
Oh, my God.
I know.
She's older than he is.
I feel so bad that I'm attracted to a 17-year-old.
Welcome
I'm not that way.
To the Greg and Cougar Show. With our Cougars, Ann Walker and Dina Martinez.
Yeah.
Do you want to give the number just so you know really quick?
Yes, the number
is. Oh, people
can call in? They can. And the number is 323-602.
That's not.
4929.
Isn't that your number? I thought it's 818.
323.
The number to the studio is 818, I thought. Never mind. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to leave.
If you want to call 818-602-4929, you can, but that won't be our number. So our number is
really
323-602-4929. You can ask me questions, Greg questions, and our lovely Ann Walker questions.
They know me. I'm an open book.
I know. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Kelly, or Taylor, won 5 out of 5 awards. She's the first time that a country artist has been nominated for that many awards and won, and the youngest winner.
Absolutely.
With that. And I'm just so impressed. The thing that I was so shocked with her about, or so impressed with her about, is how genuine she was when she received the award. And she was shocked. And you don't get this pretense that, oh, I'm faking it because I know I should have won, you know?
I mean, like, poor little Miley.
Yeah, poor little Miley.
Oh, my God.
She can't fake it anymore. She's I'm a big star. They all love me. I can't be humble anymore. What for?
What is humility? And Carrie Underwood, amazing.
Yes, that's she is.
Oh, you didn't even put Rihanna in there.
Well, because I didn't really want to talk about it. But the outfit was great.
It is?
I told you!
Okay, the number is 818. Thank you. I wrote it down 323. Why did I write it down?
I thought it was.
Okay, then you can call 818-602-4929 and you will get.
Say it again. Say it again slow.
818.
Yeah.
Our people are slow. Is that what you're trying to say?
They're trying to find a pen.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Okay, go baby.
I'm dingy and I thought it was here. And thank you to my tech, our engineer, whatever, for listening, actually. 818. 602-4929. I just ate pie, crow pie.
Okay, let's talk about Adam. Go, move on to Adam.
Okay, go.
Oh, Adam Lambert. Amazing performance. Amazing performance.
I felt like I was watching. Okay, maybe this is too much. And if it's too much, then make fun of me when you see me, or you two can make fun of me right now. But I felt like it was watching. Like almost David Bowie coming on, like, because he changed. That was an intense performance that brought a lot to the table that we knew was coming through American Idol, but in American Idol, obviously, it was, you know, it couldn't be projected that, like that, in that situation, in that caliber. But there, it was amazing. It was.
Well, let me just say two words. Mick Jagger, hello.
Hello.
Completely
these
like that
people
caliber.
People like David Bowie, Mick Jagger. I lived those years with those when they were young. I was young then. And I would see them and you would just go, oh my goodness, are they doing that? And those pants of Mick Jagger's, it was as if he had no pants on. They were so tight and they were so molded. My mother said,
do you need some alone time?
No, my mother used to say, you may not watch that. But, you know, you see it.
Anne has to excuse herself. I love it. No, and this performance was, it seemed groundbreaking, even, especially for, I don't see how we got so, like, you know, close-minded again after that time? Because it was
last,
tough. But
last 8 years. That's how come we got close-minded again.
You better preach it, mama.
But then, obviously, the reaction the next day with, you know, Good Morning America not, you know,
canceling
him.
Yeah.
And then CBS blurring out. Yeah, I saw it, by the way. I YouTubed it just a second ago. They blur out his crotch and then the kiss. So
they did blur the kiss?
Yeah, I think so. I think they blurred
a male-on-male kiss, yeah. But Britney Spears and Madonna can make out on stage, and that's not a big deal.
Right.
You know, that's what drives me crazy is that double standard that Americans have, and why are we so afraid of sexual expression?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know.
The last 8 years.
818-602-4929.
But it's true. Thank you very much, George Bush, and all your cronies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they threw us back into the old ages, back before there was Women's Lib, even.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Women's Lib organization has stepped back 100,000%, you know, just since then.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Now I
it's interesting that you say that. In my mind, the wheels are rattling in there. Wheels are rattling, turning.
No, honey.
Something's rattling.
Those nuts and bolts.
I'm done talking.
What is it? Say.
No, I don't even know. I was just thinking about how, you know, in the last year, 8 years, they with Women's Lib on third wave feminism, and how it could have been played to this is how we are as feminists, but really, you're going back because it is the idea of crocheting and knitting, and they twisted it with I can have my job and knit a sweater,
mm-hmm.
you know. But really, anyway, I don't know.
I got needles and yarn, but I still haven't learned this.
I bought. I was with you when you bought them.
I was all excited. I'm like, I'm going to crochet and knit.
Aren't you the one?
I didn't.
Neither one. You know, I used to embroider.
Mm-hmm.
We all know embroidering. Mm-hmm. I just like saying embroider.
Embroider. Needlepoint.
Well, I can't do needlepoint. But, you know, embroidery. Is it embroidery? Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would you like it to be?
I'm just saying. My grandmother taught me how to embroider, and it was a wonderful bonding moment for us. And now I don't know how anymore.
I drink with my grandmother.
Yeah, my kid's going to drink with his grandmother, too.
We go out on Christmas night and
we just picked peas.
You did what?
Picked peas.
I love to shell peas.
That's fun too.
Yeah.
Black really?
Peas, yeah. I haven't.
Really?
That's what I do on a Saturday night now.
Poor baby.
I'm tranny granny.
We have to get you out more.
Girl trust.
Even I get out on Saturday night every now and then.
I don't even know where I'm at.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And breaking news in Tranny Hookerwood this week.
Yes.
Greg Potter signed up for Facebook.
Facebook. I finally did Facebook.
He has been so resistant for so long.
I was too in the beginning.
It wasn't even that I was resistant. It was that
you were.
I didn't see
obstinate.
Okay. Exactly. But we on after having a long night with turkey and such. Actually, I got to talk about this first. Dina, we're all drunk at Thanksgiving. It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm debating what I'm going to do. She goes next door to her neighbors. And then one of our other friends that's still at the house goes next door, and I'm talking to our friend Robert, and then he's like, we'll take you home. I'm just going to go next door. So next thing I know, it's been like half hour. I'm hammered. I'm just like forging through the food in the kitchen. Like I'm eating. So pulling out things. I'm like, this wasn't even touched. Seriously, that's how much food we had. Like,
a box and a half of food,
a full turkey, over to the dancers at
all the staff at Tiger
staff
Heat.
At Tiger Heat on Thursday night. Like, like that's how much food. So, but I'm roaming, foraging through the food. Like, and then I realize it's almost midnight and they've all been gone. And so I sit there and I call a cab and I'm like, if they're not here by the time the cab gets here, I'm just leaving. So I just left. Anyway,
did you guys worry? Did you worry about Greg?
I got nothing until like 10 o'clock.
I was really drunk.
Oh my god!
This was it. Okay,
I disappeared out of your house.
I just went next door to say Happy Turkey Day to the boys.
You should have come back.
I did. He should have left a note. But he let no, no. This was the crazy thing. After my house has been burglared before recently. He leaves the house open, wide open.
Oh. Hey, I cleaned your whole damn kitchen.
You did, and I appreciate
that.
It's
easy to do when you're drunk. Have you found that out? Have you noticed?
I don't
it's
clean
easier to
that
do
often, period.
The whole cleaning of a kitchen when you are totally blitzed. Because you don't know.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You just
you're
don't
right.
know.
You
I think, pretty much passed out on the porch after I got back, so it's...
I was sober.
I think I had my wig in my lap.
Your wig in your lap.
Dear,
I had that's a wig in my lap. Right my roommates place. Pulled up, and then
bless everyone who came to our house. Bless you all for dealing with us.
The contents of my stomach left on the front yard.
And did
oh, we didn't need to know that.
I know, I like to go there.
Oh, of course,
I'm a classy broad.
And there was a point where I heard someone took off their pants. Was this true?
I didn't see it.
That
was last
Puymon.
Year. I know, but
no,
I didn't see Puymon
anyway. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a picture in my photos on my Facebook photo album thing of me laying in bed with three people. We're all drunk. We were after a show when we were in Palm Springs doing Sordid Lives a few years ago. And I was all for, let's go skinny dipping. We'll scale that fence that they have around the pool. And I got them all out running across this lawn. And I'm taking off my pants. And then finally, we couldn't get up there. And so we go back to the room. And they have published a picture of me laying in this bed smoking a cigarette. But there's four other people with me. And I'm thinking, what must people think?
Yeah.
What must they think?
That you are a lucky woman.
Well, it was a mixed group. And I am a lucky woman, you know?
revels in it.
I do.
She leans back and just looks.
I do,
she's
actually.
Like, you got a cigarette?
It was I'm a mixed
right
group.
No, I quit smoking. I quit smoking.
Oh, for how long?
Since like June?
Well
June?
Done.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, it's been great. Oh, actually, it was May. May. I did it on the other show that I used to be on,
mm-hmm.
on this network.
The other show?
Anyway.
Oh, I get it.
So,
ding, ding, ding.
Stop making fun of me.
Anyway, that's all. Oh, speaking of burglaring.
Yes.
One of my neighbor's house got burgled on Friday morning. And now I am the most paranoid, schizophrenic person about being burglarized. That I went to Lowe's today to buy those window things. And mm-hmm. I have a whole alarm system that I forgot to turn on tonight. Hello out there, if you want to go burgle my house, the alarm's not off.
The address is 4329. I'm just kidding.
Laurel Canyon. No. No, somebody, you know, he's going to go there and get burgled and I'll feel bad.
My house is 5239 Outlook.
That is no.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that somebody else's address?
No, I just. You're evil. It's somebody else's. Child. It's not mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not an evil child.
Oh, I thought you were making. Never mind.
No, I was just.
Because that's funny. Anyway, continue.
Can the people out there hear the band playing next door in the other studio?
I hope so, because it feels like, you know, Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Oh. I said that, didn't I?
Do you know my dead husband?
No.
No, you didn't. But he went to Woodstock. And they
familiar with him?
He was at Woodstock, except that they never got up to where the actual music was going on because they had to park so far away. It was like miles and miles and miles, and they kept trudging up there and up there. And then finally, it was over by the time they got up there. Just a lot of trash.
That was a nice hike.
Yeah.
I'm all...
She has this new application on her phone that we were walking through a mall. We experienced a new mall experience today. Anyway,
it was kind of tragic.
Tragic. Anyway, but she's the entire time she's telling this story. And then I heard this and then applause and I'm explaining it really badly. And then
that's
talking.
Okay.
If I could ever learn to work those kind of phones, I'd have that too.
If I can do Facebook, you can do that.
No, honestly, Facebook is easy. What is that?
That was the wrong... That was that.
So, I'm going to get us moving forward for a moment, okay?
Well, let's do it.
Friday night, while we were waiting for my computer to get all good and gone, because Friday we got
good
up...
Good and gone.
Good and ready to go. Ready so I could get it gone. Because we finally got moving on Friday, and went to lunch, and... Sorry, it's here somewhere, sweetie.
Look never around. Mind, never mind. Never
okay,
mind.
Anyway.
I'll call you.
Anne's looking for her phone. So, we went and dealt with all the traffic and everything. Oh, my God. I'm going to look over this way. So, we dealt with the traffic and everything and the people out for Black Friday. And we got myself a computer. And then we went and saw Pirate Radio. It was so amazing.
Such. No, she it was between it. Her legs.
Pirate Radio was
at a girl.
It was. It gave you that feeling that like that Almost Famous gives you, that very inspired by rock and what the '60s, early '70s gave you, and like it was a fantastic movie done excellently by the crew that did Love Actually, and so
I've heard different reviews about that movie.
It obviously didn't show up show off very well towards people because it was in the theaters for like a week.
It was a brilliant movie. It definitely made me remember why I love the entertainment business and why I wanted to get into music and radio and everything else. And just the passion that they had for what they do was just brilliant and gorgeous. And, you know, and they were willing to do it regardless of laws and stuff, and it was just really exciting and cool.
It was good though. Back in the early 60s, people were accepted as rebels or something. I don't know why, much more than today. I think people now, they want you to stay in a little box, don't do anything, don't have any opinions, just follow what we tell you to do.
There, I think I'm well beyond the box.
Oh yes, you are. There is no box that can hold
you're
you.
Waiting for your box. So.
I am waiting for my box. Speaking of which, on a personal level, I got measured from a bra for the first time.
Yes,
so
you
proud.
Did.
I'm
at
so
Vicky's,
proud.
You went to Vicky's and got measured.
And that's a very lovely shop.
It is.
Yes, and they know how to measure.
And they measured me well. Mm-hmm. However, they don't carry my size because I'm a plus size girl.
Well, they have to be places to go.
Oh, there are places. Yeah, I ordered a bra online, which is going to be exciting because I'm finally going to get a bra that fits me and doesn't like squeeze. And because I've been trying to wear a bra all the time now that they're getting, you know, developing a little bit better. Right. I have a C cup.
They are a C cup.
I was excited about
very
that.
Nice.
When was it you were drunk one night and you just looked at me and just this like, just look, I need to start wearing a bra all the time. I'm like, yes, you do.
Well, you know, I didn't want to wear a bra when I was a girl, a young girl, because no, I developed very quickly, very early on.
Jealous.
Well, but it's embarrassing, you know, for a young girl who's like, I don't know, 8, 10, there, you know, and none of your friends are wearing a bra, and you're going, I don't know.
You were
wear.
That girl.
I was that girl. Poor little thing. Poor little girl.
I was all jealous.
Oh, well.
That girl.
Trina. We all loved that girl.
And, of course, the coach that I was in love with loved her, too.
Oh.
Yep, I was jealous.
Well,
speaking she stole of, my boobs. She stole my husband.
Speaking of girls, I made her watch the movie Fat Girls yesterday. Have you ever seen it?
Who's in that?
It's a small little indie film with a couple.
Richard Curtin.
Yep.
Miss Edna Jean Robinson from Dallas.
I haven't seen that.
She's okay. You know her.
I know who she
Edna
is.
Jean.
I've heard of her.
So I was just shocked because I didn't expect to see somebody I knew in it.
Is this a to be rented movie?
It's
yeah,
a
definitely.
Here
it's
TV.
On here on demand on here uh-huh. network right now. But it's this cute little.
I can go and I have that.
It's you definitely when yeah. you got just it's
is
like
it
an
free,
hour and a half.
Or
it's
is it,
if
or
you
have, to pay.
Have like some subscription, it's free.
I hope it, I have
it's,
that.
I don't have that
subscription. When I get home.
It is. It's a cute little movie. I mean, it's not obviously. I'm not gonna rave about it, but it's got a lot of fun one-liners. Mm-hmm. It makes it pokes fun of Southern. Baptist and
that's
obviously,
so easy. That's yeah. such an easy target.
And then adventures of this gay boy trying to find his inner fat girl, along with his best friend who's a fat girl, and just it's just funny. It's
really it's one of those things that when you're from Texas,
yeah,
you get it.
Yeah, you do. And it's like everybody when they see me out around the world, around the world, please, Fort Lauderdale. That was my last around the world. And then Atlanta in January. That's my
yes,
other
ma'am.
Around the world. But they do. They love to compare all these people in our movie, in our series, with people that they actually know. And that's so easy to do.
It is.
Because everyone's family, I don't even care if you're from the South, they still have all those people in their family, you know, those crazy
And I closely
people.
Identify with Brother Boy.
Of course you do, you sweet thing.
Can you see my pussy now? I had to. I'm sorry.
Okay, the first time I saw, I moved here, and you know, when you first move to LA, mm-hmm. it's like this really weird thing because you're like, the celebrities run wild here.
Yes,
they're everywhere. Like you get to see them. Like you can walk down the street and see a celebrity, sure. and you're like, oh my god.
And there's like moments like today where I didn't even realize it.
I know.
Who was it that you saw?
Well, when I was waiting for her to get done at the Psychic Eye. wait, did you get done at the Psychic Eye? I was hanging out with Jermaine Jackson, apparently. But then
you
I
mean Your Majesty Jackson.
Your Majesty.
Oh, stop. I mean, I can't. Your Majesty? I did look at the AMAs just long enough to catch that. This is my daughter, Your Majesty.
Oh, bless her heart. And I was at the Psychic Eye before my reading
yes.
with Jennifer Love Hewitt,
oh.
who is gorgeous in person, just darling. And I just wanted to be like, I want you to come on my show, Jennifer Love Hewitt, but yes. I didn't.
Oh, you should have.
I know, but I didn't want to be like that girl.
Well,
you know what
honey,
I mean?
Why not?
You are a radio host.
If you had booze in your cell, in your system.
If I had booze, that would have been a different story. I'd have talked to her.
Jen, you're coming with me.
No, you have to. You have to start doing that, really, seriously.
Okay.
Because, you know, just tell them, call me. Should I call your publicist? Who can I talk to to get you on my show?
Okay.
Just be bold.
I'll do that.
Be bold.
I just didn't want to bother her. She's
bold
in the psychic eye. I didn't
like
want to ruin the energy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I had a really good reading from Sarah. It was really awesome.
Should I go there?
Oh, totally.
I invited, in fact, for one of my birthday parties, I had a slumber party mm-hmm. with all my girlfriends, and I got a tarot reader slash, what do you call it?
Psychic.
Psychic.
Okay.
From the psychic mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
And you can have them come, and you can do readings, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's like a really fun birthday party for me.
That's what happens every Thanksgiving. I break out my tarot
Completely.
Cards.
Although, that got...
So
it
you
got,
read tarots?
Yeah, I do sometimes.
I could see it got annoying time. For you, though, after...
Well, just because, anyway, yeah. we'll talk about that later.
Speaking of markdown, the first week of March in your calendar, because you are totally going with us. It's my birthday, and it's my 30th,
uh-huh.
and I'm doing a huge thing this year, like even more large than I normally do it. We're doing Amazing Race Catalina. And we're going to do...
Oh, my God.
You
know I'm taping that tonight because it's my all-time favorite reality show.
Is it really?
Friggin' time. I love
it. Oh,
that.
So this is perfect for you to be into.
You can be one of the co-hosts of the weekend then.
Oh, I actually know how to be him. Phil.
She's all I studied.
So mark it down, though. Yeah. We're going to have a villa for the entire week, but we'll have a couple of villas for the weekend. Totally to the point where we're going to get a boat that everyone has to be there by to get the boat. And you'll win prizes. We'll do a challenge on the boat. Like, whoever loses will get, like, a golf cart that they have to get the golf cart back to the villa, but there will only be, like, a gallon of gas in it.
That's a roadblock.
So
that would be considered a roadblock. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway.
I want to be invited.
Definitely.
You are invited.
Okay.
This is your formal invitation.
Thank you.
And I'll do something on Facebook. Specifically to you.
He's got Facebook. I'm so shocked by this.
And in the beginning, when I had been so poo-poo-y about Facebook, I said, never in a million years, I'm not going to deal with it. And now, unfortunately, it's all I do during the day because I have no career, you know. And it is, I have to check my Facebook. What if something's happening out there that somebody's trying to tell me about and I don't know?
It's true.
I know.
How are you supposed to not know if you know?
I mean, they tell me stuff of breaking news items.
I love that.
You know, yeah. They keep on that thing.
See, that, yeah.
So,
what would life be without Facebook and Twitter?
I can't be doing Twitter, though.
Why?
Now, I draw the line at Twitter.
I love Twitter.
I can't be twitting anybody. Or twittering.
Tweeting.
Whatever. Tweeting. I only do it when she tells me. She calls me.
I have to tell him.
Did you tweet today?
Did you tweet our show?
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, because it's very important.
Are we going to be on Twitter?
I put you on Twitter.
Oh.
I said, hey.
Oh.
Everybody see Ann.
Oh, good.
And Dale's coming in next week.
Oh, bless his heart.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah,
he's going to be like, what have I done?
He will be very funny. He's very funny. I don't know if anybody knows that, but he's very funny. He's in Fort Lauderdale tonight.
Is he?
At the Voodoo Lounge doing his little act.
Yes, ma'am.
His little act.
And I don't know if it was tonight or last night, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was big.
That was a big one. I'm sorry. I just want to add in, since so we can finish up our week. What? What was that?
Do we have a call?
No.
I just want to
finish
up our week. What, you don't know what happened last night.
On our show, sorry.
The boys didn't pick me up until, okay. Last night, I'm trying to drag her out to go out with us. We're going to go out in Silver Lake. I figured go to Akbar. You know, and then go.
Do you know MJ's?
I love MJ's.
I love MJ's.
It's a little darker. A bit of everything, though.
It's not the Eagle.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Very, very definitely.
So, they tell
me
that
we're. That's fun for a transsexual.
So, Dina goes home. I drive Dina home, come back, and they're like, we'll get you at 10:30. Like, or 10:30. So, I, you know, sit around, do my Facebook, start drinking. Take a shower. I'm done. And then they say, we're not going to get there till 11, but we're still going to Akbar because I love Akbar so much. I love that crowd.
I don't know them there. I don't know that bar.
Akbar's cute. We're going to take you there.
Okay. Yes. We'll drag you one Tuesday night to go see Bruce Daniels' show. Mm-hmm. You'll have a blast. And he'll probably, we'll get you a job.
I think we should work on that together.
Yes.
I really do.
That is a good idea. Anyway, so then they pick me up at 11:30. Oh, they get me up.
We got a phone call.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna finish it real quick. They get me up at 11:30. Pick me up 11:30. We don't even go to Akbar. We go straight to the Eagle. Straight to the Eagle, where I proceed to get even drunker than I am. I can, and then yeah.
Excellent.
I'm not finishing that story. Hello, welcome to Dina and Greg Show.
You're on the Dina Greg Show live.
Hello.
Hi there, caller. Hello there, caller. You're on the Dina and Greg Show.
Please talk to us.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Is this Tom Lawson?
No, it's the other Tom you know.
Tom Quicksell.
Yes, it is.
Oh, one of my fans and also a dear friend. Thank you for calling in, honey.
I've just been listening to you, and I had to give a quick shout-out to my favorite girl.
Oh, you're so kind. He's in Florida.
Shut up.
No, you're not. You're in South... Where are you from? Where are you at?
Philly.
Oh, you came all the way down there to Fort Lauderdale?
Uh-huh.
Darling,
I told you I was... I had to meet you.
I know. One of my Facebook friends. Now we're BFFs.
I love it.
Not BFF. What is it? Best friend forever. Yes, that BFF. Okay.
I'm Tom, if, I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, but I just joined Facebook. So look up Greg Potter. I need all the friends I can get.
That's right.
I love
it. All right, I'll add you.
Please do. And add Dina and Greg as your fan or fan of.
How's your night going?
I will. I'm sorry.
Sorry, never mind.
How's your night going? I'll ask.
It's going.
What are you doing?
It's going
wearing?
Wonderful listening to you all carrying on about the American Music Awards.
Well, I wasn't carrying too far, but Miss Dina knows.
I'm the carrier.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is I haven't watched them in years, and I did watch this one, and the only thing that drove me nuts was how many people lip sync.
Yeah.
You know, I understand being an entertainer that sometimes the acoustic part is very difficult to get one.
But half the people did. When half do and half don't, it looks so much worse.
But then again, you see the Black Eyed Peas.
What could they not sing?
Yeah.
It was bad.
But even Whitney, but poor Whitney Houston, who her voice is nowhere near what it used to be, at least she had the chutzpah to get up there and sing it live.
It's true. And gosh darn it, yes it is. And she did a great job.
Gosh darn.
Yeah. I was.
He's from Philly. He doesn't know any of those bad words.
But you God know, damn it, it sure is very good.
You know, Whitney was on Regis and Kelly. No, Regis and Kelly. She was on American Idol. Not American Idol. Dancing with the
Dancing
Damn
with
Stars.
The star.
Yeah. Damn. I've lost it. And I haven't even been drinking.
That's all right. She calls me David, too, so it's okay.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, my God. You got to hear this. I signed my picture to David for Tom. Uh-huh. And I said, I'm Tom. I said, oh, of course you are. And then I had to go find a pen, and I
there had been quite a few vodkas involved, so that might have been why. But
yeah, there was.
There should always be quite a few vodkas involved.
Yeah. But Tom is a very sweet man. He's just terrific.
Well, Tom, we do appreciate you
and
listening.
He saw on my Facebook that I was doing this show tonight. Hello.
Well, thank you.
And that's why I listened in. Yes, I did.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
All right.
Have a good night, Tom. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye. Bye.
All right. That is so sweet. Aww. And I have to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Because David Long is listening from Canada. To
Hello.
Us.
Hello,
and
David.
And so, hi, David. We'd like to say thanks for listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
How did he get in?
He sent an
email.
Skype IM, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. I want to learn how to work.
I'm not a fan. I don't know how to use the Skype that well.
Yeah.
But I see that there was a message from David Long.
Oh, David, honey. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening.
And just if you didn't notice, Dina and I are on to 2 hours now. That's why we didn't stop yet, didn't know this yet. So, yet. I'm going to say the word yet again. Yet.
And we're going to take a small break, if that's okay with y'all.
Great plan.
And we're going to play a little track from Ben Roman. I think you guys might have heard it before.
Never.
But we're going to play it one more time this week, and then we're going to play something else. But let's take this one last call.
Oh, my
How
goodness.
How about we do that?
Yes.
All of a sudden, everybody's calling in.
See?
You're live with Dina and Greg and Ann Walker. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You're live on the Dina and Greg Show. Who is this?
Todd.
Hi, Todd. What's going on?
I was just calling in to tell Ann how much we loved her in Sorted Live.
Oh, gosh, I love you, Todd. Are you one of my Facebook friends?
As of Friday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, and so you saw that little blurb I put on there before I came to do the show.
Yay!
I did.
Well, good.
So that's why I'm listening in.
We are very happy you are.
And where are you from? Where are you calling from?
Long Beach.
Well, that's not very far. Hello.
That's right.
We
had an
entire
group of people over for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
We had an entire marathon. We watched the entire series.
Oh, my
God. And the movie.
I couldn't get any of my family, I've suggested. I brought my series with me. Does anybody want to see? And they went, no. How rude is that?
So rude.
Only your family.
It was unanimous amongst my friends.
Yes.
You were the best.
Oh, I don't believe it. I do not believe it. You people love Broadway.
I am telling you, everybody loves Lavonda.
Oh.
We love Lavonda.
I love you. You know, I really do. I just, you know, as an out-of-work actress, I have to rest on my laurels. I don't know what laurels are. I guess my ass.
Hello.
But it's
well,
so
and
nice.
I wanted to ask you.
Yes, yes, a question.
About a possibility of a second season, because I know there's been financing issues.
Well, honey, you know, that's not so much financing issues, and I'm just going to tell it like it is. Nobody wants to work for the jerkass that produced our show the first time. It's Once Upon a Time Films, and he has reneged on paying any of the actors their residuals. And they ran the butt off of this series.
Are there contractual issues with sticking with him?
Oh, yeah. He owns the rights to the series name. And we're not sticking with him because he refuses to put us into another set. What's the word I want?
Season?
Season. Thank you so much, Greg.
You're welcome.
and we haven't even been drinking. But anyway, so the deal is he owes Dell, and Dell the hearing, the arbitration with Writers Guild and Directors Guild, they owe Dell a pile of money, and they owe all of us money. Mm-hmm. However, AFTRA, which is the union that, you know, the contract was with, they are taking, you know, they've sued. They're mm-hmm. in the process of arbitrating this. And we were supposed to meet Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and Once Upon a Time Films, of course, and his name is Stan Brooks. That's B-R-O-O-K-S. He is the one that produced the Prayers for Bobby. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, he's an Emmy Award-winning producer. And for him to say that he's not going to pay any of us our residuals. So what happened was they didn't show up for Dell's arbitration, so it was settled, and now he owes Dell all that money.
Okay.
But, you know, you have to collect.
Yeah.
You know, you have to collect. And so it's been so sad because for me, it was my first series where I was a regular. I mean, I've worked a lot, but it's my first time to ever be a regular on a series. 12 out of 12. Anyway, and episode 6. Didn't we just love that one? I am so not humble. Anyway.
Episode 6 is the, it's the
telephone,
caller,
yeah,
call waiting.
Yeah. Call waiting, yeah.
The one with Miss, I'm blanking out. Go ahead.
Anyway, that's why we're not getting a second season. Logo also pulled out and didn't want to do a second season, so we've been trying to, I think they've sort of pulled out on everything. Logo is not doing very well financially, but they've already given, this is the kicker. Logo being almost going out of business, not doing very well, they've already paid their part of the residuals to Once Upon a Time Films. They're part of it. And now, I mean, it's just sad. It's a sad situation, and I just don't understand why this world, I mean, my first series, and they don't pay me my residuals.
Devo.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's all
horrible.
I know, Todd.
Todd, are you still there?
I am still here.
Well, that's the straight
scoop. That's the scoop, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Well, Todd, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
You're very welcome, and we love you.
Thank you, Angel. I love you back. Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good night, Todd.
All right. So how about that break, y'all?
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you in a few minutes. This is Dina and Greg.
And I'm Dina.
And I'm Ann Walker.
Yay!
Woo!
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Dreaming, all this you love really
Station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to the show. I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter, and we are here with the lovely Ann Walker.
Thank you.
Hi, lovely.
Hi. So happy to be here.
I'm happy to
To be anywhere.
I'm happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to do that anymore, so I'm going to go into the... We were talking about thieving.
That's so funny.
we were talking about thieving and stealing things earlier. There was... I need to find it. Where did I put it? In Jacksonville, Michigan, police said that they were called about... a person stealing someone's turkey, a family's turkey.
Oh.
And it was stated, a 6 foot, 300 pound bald man fled with the turkey in hand.
Oh my God.
Who steals a turkey?
I had two. They could have come by.
No, really.
I'm like, my 30 people didn't show up, but thank you for all of you that did.
That's right.
I love it. That's awesome. And also in wacky news on Turkey Day, where do we have that? It was in Boston. There was a grandmother, well, a lady, who was very excited to deliver her grandbaby on Turkey Day.
Oh, I think I heard about
it. Yes.
This.
Now, and her name was Patricia McCallop, and Africa McCallop was having the baby. And so poor Patricia just did not know what to do between delivering a baby and taking care of the turkey. And so she's on 911. They're leading her through how to deliver a baby. Then she has to go make sure her turkey doesn't burn. So she runs in there.
Oh,
and Africa's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she's like, I don't want my turkey to burn. I'm having a baby, but I don't want my turkey to burn.
So how did that get settled?
The baby came. The turkey was not burnt.
See, it all works out.
And mother and daughter and grandmother are all happy. Mother and child. I don't know.
What did they name that baby?
I didn't. Probably turkey.
Gobble or something.
Gobble McCallop.
So
if anybody knows what they named the baby, please call us.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I changed the Facebook number, too.
Thanks. You're a bitch.
So let's go to Warsaw, Poland, yes.
Isn't it cold there right now?
But they are having a new thing at their zoo. They're having made-up cavemen in a cage at the zoo. Why are you going to do that?
You're kidding.
Made-up cavemen?
You mean a guy in
dressed
drag?
Up cavemen.
Cave band drag.
Cave drag.
What?
I haven't been in Cave Dragon forever.
Like, you can be in his cage. Come to the Eagle with me next time I get dragged there. They'll throw you in a cage.
Are there cages there?
I don't think. There could be.
Sometimes.
It sounds like that's something that they would have there.
They have one of those cross things. What are they? The big...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Tell me about it.
When I was in Washington, uh-huh. If any of you people in Washington, I'm not going to name any names, but I went to a lovely charity event that I was the guest of honor at, and it was at someone's home, and I saw my first sling, leather sling, in these people's guy's bedroom, and I went, oh, what is that? Although I already knew.
What is that?
It's a sling. It's a big leather sling. They're into leather, these boys.
We have friends that are trying to get their sling back.
I just like the sling because it's comfortable, but not... It's just a little too hardcore for me. But that's fine. Whatever you like.
Whatever. I know. It's perfectly fine. It was just the first time I had ever seen that.
Right. I had a moment like that. Okay, I'm going to bring it even...
Oh, worse.
Down
oh,
one...
Good.
I shouldn't do... Okay, yes,
bring
I will.
It.
So, my friend, one of my best friends, Matt, in the entire world. He used to live in Palm Springs. And so when I was going to UNLV, I'd go visit him. And one night he was destined to just like, because I like dirty bars once in a while. I don't necessarily partake in the dirtiness. But anyway, so we go to this place called the Tool Shed.
What was that again?
I know where that is in Palm Springs.
Yes.
I've passed it. It's on 111 out there.
Yep. We went to the Tool Shed and I walk in and I'm hammered and I'm like, why is there a kiddie pool? And I always think, you know, in a gay bar, usually if you've got a kiddie pool, there's Jell-O or lube, you know, you do wrestling. It wasn't for that.
No.
Next thing you know, this little twink gets in there and.
No.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. Do not say it. I don't want to know. Tell no more.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I have to leave right now.
Golden showers. Kill Mayflowers.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
You got to use it.
I did. I was very excited.
You've been waiting a while for that line?
Yeah. We were at Six Flags and we were talking about something. For some reason, Golden Showers came up and I said, Golden Showers. Kill Mayflowers.
If it's not fisting, it's Golden Showers.
Oh, that's another thing. I never knew what that was until I was...
Well, I have a good picture of Greg fisting a turkey.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we can all fist the turkey. I have done that before myself.
She goes, one of Anne's favorite pastimes is fisting a turkey.
That'll be what they say when I'm running for Mrs. America. One of Anne's favorite pastimes is fisting a turkey. Thank you, Anne. And here's a picture.
And world peace.
Yeah, and world peace.
So, speaking of pageants,
go on with
Miss
that.
California was last week. Miss California, USA.
Mario Lopez had a whole thing about that on Extra this weekend.
He was also the host, wasn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's for USA.
Oh, he was. Oh.
But
Miss America.
But Miss America. Yeah, or I think it's Miss USA. Miss California, USA, was hosted by a guy I didn't know. It was in Palm Springs. And you know the whole stink with Carrie Prejean.
Oh, please, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's Carrie Prejean,
best friend.
First of all, she's been a PR nightmare and a PR blessing for the Miss California USA system.
Yes.
Just to let you know. And our lovely first runner-up who took over for the
Carrie?
Yeah, that stupid bitch.
Stupid Carrie?
Uh-huh. Is named Chelsea Gilligan, and she was glad.
Is she from the island?
She is.
From Gilligan's Island. I bet they have it. Okay, so sorry.
She was very fortunate to crown Nicole Johnson. I was running in between the AMAs and the U.S. Miss California pageant all night because, you know, being a pageant girl.
I know. And now, was this on Saturday night or Sunday?
It was Sunday.
Sunday.
It was so torturous for me because I'm
at her house trying to watch the AMAs and she's running back and forth. Oh my God, a commercial! Like, girl, get DVR. That's why we have it.
You know, I just got DVR this week.
Did you?
My daughter, who just came to live with me, they'd always come home. Why? Just when you think you're getting old and you can be by yourself and fart as much as you want to, they show up again.
I've done it.
Anyway, I love having you there, Lauren. I know you're not listening, but anyway, somebody might tell you, but I love it. She has a guest house, so that's fine.
Oh, that's lovely.
We're far enough away from each other. But she's the one that insisted to Mother, I can't do this. I can't live with you if we don't have a DVR. So now I'm the happiest person in the world. I DVR'd everything I wanted to see tonight, including my favorite reality show, Amazing Race.
Yay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
She said, go
you
ahead.
Now.
I digress.
So I was really excited, and congratulations, Miss Nicole Johnson. It was a very torturous experience for me, but a very lovely experience because I got to see both somehow in between and being a pageant girl. Speaking of pageants, I am looking for sponsors. Because I think I might just compete.
And where?
For Miss California FFI.
What is FFI?
For female impersonators.
You know, I have been a big judge.
Have you?
For all these. I haven't judged that one.
Can I tell you this pageant? That shit's serious.
Oh, absolutely.
Prize is what? $10,000?
$10,000. It's the highest prize package for any FFI. Well, probably any trans gay. Whatever pageant. Mm-hmm. So it's a big pot.
Yeah.
And I want that pot.
When is it?
Because I want my boobs.
I like pots.
See? It'll be good. I think you should do that.
It's in January or February, so... If any of you guys want to sponsor my pageant...
How much does it cost
or her breasts?
You know,
I've got a lot of budgeting to work out, but... Mm-hmm.
You need your gowns.
That's going to be a pretty penny.
Yeah. And I'm not rhinestoning
so
this year.
I think... You are not.
I am a horrible
rhinestoner. I would like to do that.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm trying to get booked back in Dallas, so if you...
Down in San Diego.
What pageant?
Called Temper... wait a minute. Tantrums and Tiaras, the Battle of the Bar Queens.
Oh, all right.
It was cool. It was a big extravaganza, too. I mean, they had feathers and sequins up and down and everywhere.
Everywhere. Speaking of which, one of my girls wanted me to tell you hi.
Oh?
Miss Chanel from Dallas.
Oh, you know,
she's
met
my
Miss
sister.
Chanel. Haven't I met Miss Chanel?
Yes.
At
either
the Roundup?
Yep.
It was at the Roundup. Uh-huh. I was there in Dallas, Texas.
That's my favorite bar in
Mine
Dallas.
Too.
One of my favorite bars.
Roger Huffman, sending a big hello out there to you and Miss Michelle. But Roger Huffman, who is the guy who runs the whole show there.
He's the one with the mustache and the glasses. He's adorable. And his
Isn't
son.
Isn't he lovely? Lovely
His
man.
Son is gorgeous. I used to be in love with him.
Didn't meet him.
Gorgeous.
But
and
they,
he's straight.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful bar. I love it.
I love that bar. I love the people. I love country music. Mm-hmm. So, and when I came here and I go, which I love Oil Can Harry's.
I love
it.
Oil Can Harry's.
But I go to Oil Can Harry's and the boys don't dance together. They line dance.
They do.
And Texans, they like to dance together. And so it's nice to see boys dancing together when I go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh.
When we go to Gay Pride,
spend a lot of time
there. We do a quick round. And then we just stay at the country tent.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even like country music, but it's so much fun.
In Dallas, Gay Pride?
No, here.
Any Gay
Pride.
Oh, they always have a country one?
Yep.
They have a country tent at
Long Beach.
Long Beach
and then
in LA.
In the municipal building here in WeHo.
See, I'm always at that parade. I'm always there. But
I'm there. And then I get stuck at a booth, but that's fine.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Yay! So...
Go ahead.
That's it. Yeah. That's all I have. Go.
a man tried to haul away an ATM in Colorado, in Boulder, from a Chase bank. Tried dragging or hauling, literally hauling this ATM machine. And it made me think back to when I was 16, when, you know, those rides that, you know, outside of Walmart, Walgreens,
that little kids ride on, put
a quarter.
Right.
Me and my friend Dolly, and I won't mention it, Shitty Queen Lottie, we took one. It was a big pelican.
No.
Took it. And it just made me, and I just remember thinking how difficult that was, even though it was on wheels right next to a wheelchair accessible ramp.
Oh, no. You are devils.
And chased by a cop, devils. Everything. Not like chase, like do-do-do-do, but they were followed us to the county line, and then we got so scared that we just threw it off on some gravel road in the middle.
It was a mall cop.
It was definitely was not a mall cop. But anyway, that's difficult shit.
Was
like,
that the end of your crime spree?
No.
So was it.
Way, no.
High school was bad. Yeah. Anyway, we called it shopping.
The worst thing I did was steal a street sign. Everybody does that.
Yeah, that's just...
I was excited to find a street that said gay. Gay street. Yay.
That is nice. That's nice.
Try finding Adina Martinez.
I've never stolen anything except a little tin of aspirin when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And that's it, because they made march my butt right back in that grocery store. It's a little grocery store up in the country, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And in Old Waverly, if any of you are listening and you know Old Waverly, it's right next to New Waverly.
Is that anywhere near Cut and Shoot?
Very near. It's in the same vicinity, as a matter
of
fact. I know.
I love that name.
It's right outside Willis, which is right outside Conroe,
which is right outside of Houston.
Off Highway 59.
I love it.
Check out DinaAndGregShow.com to fire for a map.
Oh, I love it.
Lord.
Why on earth would you just... Why would you steal aspirin?
It was something to steal.
Aspirin.
And it was like there and it was tiny.
I had a headache.
No, and they marched me back in there and made me stand there and tell them what I had done. I thought, Aren't parents supposed to protect you?
They're not supposed to let give you up.
No, they're not.
That's cheated. The worst.
I have never stolen anything again.
See, for me, it was never that I stole, like, through that phase in high school. Never that I stole anything from, like, stores. It was odd things from people's yards or stuff like that. Like, or we went on a rage where we filled one of our friends' apartments with furniture from hotels.
Because
in my hometown, it's dead. In the summer, it's 400,000 people every night. But in the winter, there it's a water park capital, so there's nobody. So there's one person working the hotel, this huge hotel. So you have all these little parts of the hotel that you can, you know, free furniture.
Wow.
And one time, we pulled the chair, realized it wouldn't fit into my friend's car. So we left the chair holding the door ajar. Drove away, came back with my truck, and then put it in the truck.
Holy mother of God.
Yeah, I was...
Let me just throw a little holy water on you.
Keep in mind, I was a 4.0 student.
Oh, my Lord.
And president student, all that stuff. God. Like, I was Mr. High School.
I was always a good kid.
Me too. I was a goody two-shoes.
I drove out of town a couple times when I wasn't supposed to drive out of town, when I just got my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a nervous wreck.
Sure.
And then I bought a Madonna album because, you know, I couldn't listen to Madonna because that was against our religion.
Yeah.
And I hid it forever.
Mm.
That's a story.
My big thing I hid from my parents. This is killer. They never wanted me to ride roller coasters out at Playland Park, which was out on South Main. And so one time my boyfriend and I, we were gone to Playland Park, and I just... rode a roller coaster.
And Walker.
Yes.
You rebel.
Yes, that's what exactly. Oh, my Lord.
The worst thing about doing bad things when you were in a small town is that everybody found out.
Oh.
Everybody
Houston
in the whole town.
Houston was never a small town. It was different, but it wasn't as small as a real small town.
Yeah.
As old Waverly was. Let's put it that way.
So, Anne.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I have a question.
Okay.
How's Delta?
You know,
do you keep in touch with that crazy woman?
I do not. She,
because she wasn't involved in the series.
No, and she was invited.
Okay,
she was definitely invited, and Delta has health issues about once a year, and so she had to get all her prescription medication sort of leveled for herself. Excuse me, and. So she couldn't, you know, health-wise do it. And so we got, instead, Caroline Ray.
Yes, you did.
And honey, let me tell you, I don't think any of our boys out there missed Miss Delta Burke, although she did a great job. Delta was fabulous in the movie. And but Caroline Ray and I are still friends.
Are you?
And...
I like that implication.
She, yeah. Anyway...
That scene with the zigzagging, I just...
Oh, I was about to say that!
I know.
Really?
That's my favorite. I can't shoot you when you zigzag!
She really is the funniest woman on earth. The funniest human being God has ever created. We would go and gamble at night after we got off the set.
Shut up.
Oh, every night. And she's my very best friend. And the very last night we were there, we were late getting off the set, and it was the last night, and we were heading out the first thing the next morning. We decided we wouldn't go to bed. So we didn't go to bed all night that night. And I said, well, let's go up and pack. Let's get everything packed, and then I'll meet you down in the casino. I think that's what they call it. The casino with all those flashing lights and little bells and whistles.
That's what they call it.
And they... But it was so funny, during the whole time we were there, people would come up to me. They'd see Caroline, and they knew we were together, and they'd come over to me, and they would say, is that Caroline Ray over there? I said, yeah, that's her. Well, do you think that it would be okay if I went over and asked her for an autograph? I said, oh, honey, she'd love that. You go on over there. She'll love it. Love it, love it, love it. And so it was just all the time, though.
Could you imagine
loved her.
Could you imagine going through a casino and you're just strolling along, you know, like kind of like the time I ran into what, never mind, strolling along, and you run into Ann Walker and Caroline Ray, and they're just sitting there boozing, playing the penny slots.
Well, Caroline taught me how to play that wonderful poker. It's seven card.
Wonderful poker.
I mean, what is it, poker, the one that's so
seven
popular?
Seven card stud?
No, the one that's so popular.
Bye, check.
No,
the poker game.
I don't know anything about
poker. I know what it, I know what your
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Thank you so much.
How could you forget that?
And but it's not like you sit around at a table and play Texas Hold'em. You play only against the dealer. And you sit around a little semicircle like a blackjack table, but there's a wonderful way of playing that, and Caroline Ray taught me how to do that. And now I've forgotten. I need a refresher course.
I guess we're all going to have to take a trip down to Morongo.
You know, actually,
what a great weekend to Palm Springs and Morongo.
I tell you, Spa Casino is where I have given so much money. They have named a school after me on one of the reservations. Yes, they have. Ann Walker Elementary School.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, they have.
Adorable.
I've since we're on questions with you, I've got to ask you, because your resume is so huge. So many guest appearances in so many sitcoms for the year.
Why didn't I ever have a series before? Is that your question?
No.
Good.
Who's one of your what's one of your favorite experiences in there? Because you've got, you know, you've got Murphy Brown, you've got Designing Women, you've got Quantum Leap, Matlock. Yeah. You've got all those in there.
Medium.
Well, Murder, She Wrote. Oh, Jessica.
Everybody did a Murder, She Wrote. If you didn't do a Murder, She Wrote, you know, you really were not in the business. And I only had a few lines. I was a reporter. But anyway, I never really got up close to Jessica, you know, or what's her name?
Yeah.
I'm more looking for, like, Murphy Brown Designing Women. What are those where, like, jumped out at you?
Tell us about Candy.
Who?
Candy Bergen.
Well, you know, she was just wonderful. Just wonderful. And it was called, she had had thrown her back out. And I think I was a reporter in that, too. I played a lot of reporters.
They're typecasting you.
But I can't remember what I played. But we were in the hospital, and she was laying on the, I think I played a fan. A very rabid kind of fan person. But I guess what lives in my memory most is on Designing Women.
Okay.
And like I said before, I'm sure Delta is not listening in. So
I'm pretty positive she's not.
Because I didn't even tell her when we did the movie together. I was too scared to even tell her because I was pretty sure she didn't remember that it was me. But.
I'm
okay.
So excited for this story right
getting,
now.
Like, oh my pulling God. Herself.
Can I tell you, I've never told this story before?
Really?
Yeah, because it's too embarrassing on
Ladies
me.
And gentlemen, it's the Dina and Greg Show exclusive.
Oh, my Lord in heaven above. What am I doing? Anyway.
Would you like to pray first?
No.
You realize this is downloadable.
Why'd you
Nobody
tell her?
Better listen to this and send this to Delta. Hell, she wouldn't know anyway. Okay. So. I am trying to fit in. And, you know, it's very difficult when you are a guest star on a show if you're not one of the regulars. Although that's made me, when we were doing Sorted Lives, the series, go over to anybody new or any extra or anybody and introduce myself and be so giving and loving and please love me.
Like Jennifer Love Hewitt is.
Oh, yeah. I think she is, isn't she? But anyway. I come back from lunch like the second or third day, and they are all the girls, all the core women are sitting there.
Miss Annie Potts.
Yeah, Annie Potts and all of them, you know.
All of them. Them.
And Delta had been wearing all that morning, she'd been dressed in a pink warm-up suit. Not a warm-up suit, but sweats. Sweats pants and sweat. Big sweatshirt.
Do you see that horror on my face?
Well, she was.
Okay.
She was wearing that. But it was pink. You know. Anyway, so she's lying on the sofa on the set. And I'm just wandering on the set thinking, well, I'd like to fit in. I'd like to say, hey, how are you? Be my friend. I'm here on your show. Well, I heard them talking, and I just sort of overheard Delta say something about getting a little heavy, and she didn't know what she was going to do about that or how they were going to work this and that. I think we all remember there was a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
that's when they started bringing in Consuelo the pig.
Exactly. Well, I did not know of the fact that there was any problem or any question at that particular time. I was just so elated to be on Designing Women. So I blurted out, oh, God, I blurted out, oh, are you pregnant? There was a hushed, just like the room now, just like the studio audience. There was this hush, and everybody stopped, and nobody said anything, and I didn't know what to say. And then one of the other girls said, oh, no, 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 she's not pregnant. And I said, oh, okay. And then I just sort of stayed away
for the rest of the week.
The rest of the week, I just stayed out of their sight, unless I was on stage, I mean, you know, in the scene with them. It was that little boat girl scene, that little... Miley, anyway, she was a little boat child, Vietnamese boat child that Suzanne wants to adopt.
And Annie Potts is like, no, she's just fat.
I don't
Bless
know
her
what,
heart.
I don't know what they said. I cannot. I have so.
No, she's not pregnant. She's just fat.
I have so blurted.
Bless her heart.
Blurred that from my memory. I honestly don't know. I just know I said, oh, when is your baby due? I
just love this exclusive so much because I've done that before.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Luckily not to
Delta Burke. Yeah.
In her heyday.
Yeah. Yeah. She is one of the most beautiful women, though. She really, really is.
She does seem stunning.
She is.
I remember watching Sorted Lives. This is like when I first watched it, I just pretty much finally started getting comfortable with myself and it just totally made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so fun to watch. And, yeah, I remember it.
It's been a wonderful
time. And the series just was perfectly, it gave you all the parts that you wanted, you know? Mm-hmm. I just am getting really hicked today. Thank you.
You're so good.
It's just, it gave me the parts that I wanted to see, you know? And I just wish it wasn't done because I know there's so much more that I want to see.
Is.
So I know there's more coming somehow, some way.
And just as a little button on the whole thing about our wonderful cast is that Rue McClanahan is under the weather. She had open heart surgery a few weeks ago, and
yes,
she is on Facebook. I think you can find her on Facebook. Anybody who feels the
Rue, I'm getting holy right now. Blanche, we gonna talk.
Well, she would love to get some, well wishes, get well wishes, things like that, because she's recovering, but it's a slow process, the open heart surgery thing.
It's
so
not easy.
I love her. I have to say, Rue McClanahan playing my mother, you know, it was heaven.
Yeah.
It was just friggin' heaven every day. She regaled us with so many stories, and she's one of the neatest, dearest, most down-to-earth people I've ever known and ever worked with. She really is, and that's another reason why I wanted another season, is because we did become a family.
Right.
You know,
completely,
we did
right.
become a family. She invited me 1 year to her New Year's Eve party
in
New York City, and I love going there.
I do, too.
And Caroline Ray invited me to her baby shower.
What a group, the group of talent that you worked with.
I met at her baby shower Katie Couric.
Shut your mouth.
She is a friend. She is a
Shut
friend.
Up.
Yeah, and she had... just getting ready to do the Sarah Palin interview.
Uh-huh.
She hadn't yet done it. It was on a Sunday, and it was coming up the next week. And boy, howdy. She said, anybody want to tell me what I should ask her?
You got your 2 cents in.
Oh, no, I stayed quiet. I did. I just love being in the same room with her. Katie Couric, you know? Anyway.
That's amazing.
Caroline's
2 hours
friends.
Goes by. I mean,
are we done?
No, we've still got, but it still feels like it's just going by so fast.
Oh, it is.
So I hope you guys are still out there listening. once again, the number is 818-602-4929. I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
And we have our lovely guest, Miss Ann Walker.
Yeah.
I want to bring up mothers for a second because talking about mothers on TV. And one of my favorite mothers ever was Katie Segal from Married with Children. She now is now a mother again on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. And she had that interview in the paper or some magazine I read. Maybe it was, I don't know. But anyway, she said she loves this. This is like her favorite role besides Married with Children, obviously, but just enjoying it so much, and it's such a different role for her.
Yeah? It's I love her. I think, such a unique, a unique person. Mm-hmm. So, my words, I am horrible today. I can't even speak.
Well, back in entertainment news, I'm just going to let you guys know that I'm kind of excited about the Fox lineup, even though I'm not a huge fan of Fox.
Yes.
They've got a couple of good things on. Mm-hmm. First of all, The Simpsons is returning for its 450th episode.
Those people are rolling in dough.
Oh, my God, of course.
Do you know that these people are rich?
I'm jealous.
They get paid their residuals.
Right?
Oh.
That's horrific.
Anyway, go ahead, darling.
So The Simpsons has really been responsible for, first of all, making a lot of people aware of issues that...
That's right.
That most of middle America would not have really been, you know, even thought about. And The Simpsons, even though they make fun of a lot of things, they have been really good, for the most part, to the GLBT community. I mean, they've been, there's been, like, a lot of visibility for the GLBT community on The Simpsons. And they're funny.
That's
all I'm saying. I like The Simpsons. Idol returns.
When?
For its two-night premiere, January 13th and 12th and 13th. I'm kind of excited about that, especially to start seeing the new stand-in hosts that are coming on for a little bit, and then Ellen's coming in.
Oh, but she's not going to do it right away?
I didn't think so. Is that
the story? Yeah, because they already started, like, they asked Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham. Yeah.
I love Vicky.
She's
to
my
come
best
on.
Friend.
I love her.
She's my very best friend.
Girl, I love her so much. I just want to fry her and eat her.
She lets me wear some of her clothes.
Shut up.
Because I get into everything.
I do too.
You know,
I'm going to borrow some of her shoes.
So after a while, Ellen will be the permanent host.
What do y'all think of
a judge? Guest judge. Sorry, Ryan.
Ellen's everywhere. I freaking love Ellen.
I do too.
I'm excited to see how this season's going to go. I, Paula, I'm a misser. Mm-hmm. There's something about her idiosyncrasies and. Her drug addiction.
You know what?
Her drug addiction. I said addiction.
Maybe it's not.
Well, you know, and I'm not really saying it is, but bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
I'm going to stop you for a moment. Looking at Paula, though, and at the AMAs, you could see she was like a proud mama with Carrie Underwood, with Kelly Clarkson, with Adam. Like to see with, you know, the one guy that actually won right now. I can't think of his name.
Alan.
Chris Allen.
Yeah. But she looked like such
him.
A proud mama. She was like,
But he only
was
got
part
it
because
he's not gay.
It's true. I agree.
Go ahead.
Why you got to put hate in there? Anyway, that's what I got. She looked like a proud mama. I'm done.
And I love that. I love that about her because I really do think that.
She is the only one that had a heart about the kids. Mm-hmm. In fact, I heard that she was the only one that interacted with them at all. Went over to give some kind of encouragement before the shows or just to, you know, if anybody wanted to ask a question. She was like the mama of the group.
She really seemed like she was a very good mentor to those kids. And so I'm going to miss...
Except that one season when she was accused of going to bed with that one.
But also since...
That's a good mentor. You know, I mean, hey, when you're dedicated...
I'm going to show you
dedicated.
A proper technique. But out of that, though, again, though...
Awful. We're just awful.
I love her.
But
with
too.
I'm not judging her.
What do you got?
24 returns again. Because Kiefer Sutherland...
I love him.
Oh, my nether regions.
I also used to have the hots for his daddy. His daddy was
He was very handsome.
Yeah. Wait, Caroline Ray was on there, wasn't she?
On 24?
Wait, no. Who was the
it's
wife?
That girl that... I don't know. But it's that girl that always... That one girl, assistant, she always has that concerned look on her face.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking, what's her face?
Do you act?
It's been a while.
I was thinking, what's her face from Designing Women? The mother in Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes.
I can't even think of what
her name is.
I love her.
God, I feel so bad that we can't remember that.
Jean Smart. Thank you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you know how much I...
She's
great.
That's
what I'm saying.
In fact, you know what? She is one of the finest actresses of our day. Jean Smart.
I think I would like to would, explore that more.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I would not actually. Now. Not now.
I'm just saying.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Looking at the range of everything.
Roles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she's fabulous.
And she really. Yeah. Okay.
So,
if it's not my favorite daughter-in-law.
Oh dear. 24. Okay. I'm done with 24.
24. I'm excited about it. I just, my favorite thing is that apparently the girl who's concerned. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She just always looks concerned.
I'm concerned.
I don't even know her
concerned.
Name. But she played, she was also in Sweet Home Alabama, and she played the bank.
Oh, Jean Smart played the mom in that. No, oh, president's wife.
That was yes. it.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's
and do you know funny. Who I also love that's been on that show and every other show? Like, almost every other show is, like, a guest star. Gina Torres. Gina Torres, married to Lawrence Fishburne. Gina Torres, I want to let you know that I have called one of your publicists, and apparently you're not with them anymore. And if you just happen to be listening or somebody just happens to know you, I want you on my show. Because this is a Christmas story now. Because I just moved here, and I was addicted to a show that she was on. It was a crazy sci-fi show called mm-hmm. Cleopatra 2525.
Which on what channel was that?
It was on, remember TNT, not TNT, USA Channel when they had the Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah. I've never heard of Cleopatra 2525.
Okay, well, it was like two seasons. But I loved it. And she was the leading character in it, played Hell. So she's been in everything. Alias, she played, I can't remember the
you
name.
You mean she had a career, unlike mine.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm jealous of the career, too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just moved to L.A. I'm starting to see all these celebrities. It makes me so excited. So I'm at Target one day, and I see Gina Torres with her mother. First of all, I wanted to be like, oh, my God, oh, my God! Yeah. But I didn't. So I just, stealthily followed him around the whole of Target and heard her and her mom just talking about Christmas. And she started singing Hard Candy Christmas.
Oh.
And I fell in love with her even more than I. Yeah. So
Gina Torres, if you are listening to this and you're afraid,
don't
you
be,
come on the
fine,
show and
fine.
We'll do it a time that Dina has to call in. You and I, don't worry, girl. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that you're all right.
Yes, it's not as scary as it sounds.
You stalked her through Target. Sorry, I screamed that.
Well, I was entertained.
We just ran into each other at a party it had something to do with Sorted Lives.
It did.
Yeah.
You were, it was the Equality Network.
That's right, yeah.
Speaking of which, we've
HRC.
Got, we're working with them later, too. Well, Equality Network.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I'm not really scary.
No.
I have this thing where I just befriend people even though I don't know you. And if you're a celebrity, I still just befriend you even though I don't know you.
But then you feel like you do know you.
But once she knows you.
Yeah.
But once she knows you, watch out.
Right.
No, I'm looking forward to my invitation to Catalina.
It's there.
I'm going to be real nice. I'm going to be real nice.
You're invited.
You are. The invitation is there.
This is a plan. So, also in entertainment news, New Moon, Twilight's sequel with the hot Taylor Lautner.
I never saw the first one. I could care the hell less.
I
bet there's a lot of old people like myself who could care less.
I love vampire movies. I'm not sure about this. I do. I'm a vampire freak.
Good.
I'm a horror movie freak, first of
all.
See,
I'm not.
Oh, I love them. But Twilight, I'm not so crazy about, but hey, whatever. It's got an interesting, myth.
But True Blood. I love
oh my
True
gosh.
Blood.
We talk about that all day long. Obsessed.
My girlfriend's one of the regular. She's a recurring.
Who?
She plays the mom who is the, her son is the guy who's with the redheaded girl.
Shut up.
Yeah. What's her name?
Love
Maxine
her.
Fortenberry. She plays Maxine Fortenberry.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
she's one of my dear
friends.
I have
a crush on her son in that movie.
I know you do.
He's
Everybody
precious.
Does. She says he's really sweet, too.
He seems that.
Aw.
The Blind Side came... Oh, sorry. New Moon, $42.5 million in its second weekend.
Of course.
And The Blind Side came in second, which I'm really excited. I haven't seen yet, but I really want to see it.
My minister said in the pulpit this morning, he was talking about The Blind Side. He said he saw it, and he's not a big football fan.
I'm not.
My minister happens to be gay.
Yay!
And anyway, he was talking about how great it was, mm-hmm. how absolutely great it was.
Sandra Bullock, there's something about her I just freaking love.
I do, too.
She kind of settled for a while in Austin. Oh, how could you not love her?
Yeah, and she married that cute Jesse James.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. I love her. I got to work with her on Miss Congeniality, too.
Did you?
For a many, many moments, but it was so much. And she was
did
right.
Did you carry her shoes?
No.
Just tell me.
But she was like, let's go get a shot of tequila afterwards. We couldn't, obviously. But
she's so great.
Yeah, she's adorable.
I just saw the proposal the other night on my...
Me too.
On my... What do you call it? My Comcast
movie.
On demand. And I just love that movie. Is his name Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Yeah, but
he's dishy.
Yeah.
He's so hot. But Betty White.
I know. Stole the damn show.
Can I tell you?
And she called him. Wait, are you saying what I'm about to say? She said, called him as, what was it? A box with abs or something. Like, it was just, she didn't like him very much. Asshole. Like
ab crunching asshole. Yeah. Or something
she
like
called
that.
Them that in real life?
Yeah.
No.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
She's a spunky little woman. My favorite scene. My favorite scene was when she was like, oh, we have to give thanks. And she's around the fire and she's doing the little Native American ceremony.
Yeah, that was funny. I liked it when she was looking for her breasts in that big dress.
Yes.
I know they're here somewhere.
I really cried. Laughing. The next day in the studio, I cried laughing because of that scene. Okay. Love that movie.
Guess what's coming back to Broadway?
What?
Lacage. And guess who's starring in it?
Who?
Yes.
Kelsey Grammer.
I'm excited.
Dead serious.
Yeah, his series got canceled.
Yeah. Another canceled series. Oh.
What was the series?
Hank,
yeah.
Where he played a really, really rich guy who lost all of his money. That premise has never been done before, of course.
No, never.
It was him and... who was his ex-wife? Not Patricia Keaton. Was it? She's in another
and,
one.
And Patricia Heaton?
It was. Heaton. Well, no, she's on Middle.
She's on the one that's basically Malcolm in the Middle.
Sorry, I was
Yeah.
Anyway, Cleveland's... I want to talk about a really hot baseball player for a moment. Mm-hmm. That I'm a little weirded out by. Cleveland's baseballer, Grady Sizemore, was told by his wife, who is a Playboy bunny. Okay. Playboy bunny, that she found pictures of him on his iPhone, naked, basically. And all they're really close to a full frontal, but the closest one is... The only reasons why it's not a full frontal... My speaking sucks tonight. The only reason why it's not...
You're just nervous because I'm here.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
The only reason why it's not a full frontal is because there is a coffee mug in front. And I'm just thinking to myself, it better be like one of the big tumblers or like a really big coffee mug. Because...
How do you know he's hung?
We don't know. No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
If it's the only reason why...
There's no proof is what he's saying.
The only reason why it's just a coffee mug. And I'm thinking, I got my coffee mugs at home, you know... Whoopie-doo.
Well, here's the deal. You know, what is in people's minds? What is this Carrie Prejean talking about? You know, she did it once, then seven times. You know, she put herself on a video and sent it to her boyfriend. Hello. Go ahead.
First of all, if you're in any way in the public eye...
She wasn't then, of course.
Well, she was Miss California. Well,
she was
competing.
No, was she?
Well, I'm pretty sure she was, just because most of those girls start early.
Uh-huh.
Most of them, not all of them. So I can't really say that she was. But
they start
the point early. The point is, hypocrite.
Unless this boy was a judge in the contest, I don't think she should have sent him anything.
But this is my thing. If you ever think that you're going to be in the public eye, you better not get on film naked.
That's right.
Unless you really want that kind of attention.
That's right.
And then you can make a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then don't become a Christian.
And then once it's done, you can't get that back.
You can't.
No.
Kind of like Rebecca Gayheart.
Oh, yes. Oh. After her sex scandal.
But I love her still.
I do, too. And I love her husband.
I love her.
Oh, my God. But,
I would love to love her husband.
Yeah. I would, too. We could do a three-way.
We could.
They seem to be into that.
Yay.
Is he her husband?
Put a tranny in the mix.
What's his name? Eric Dane.
I didn't know that they were actually married.
Gorge.
Oh, yeah.
And he's,
yeah.
I didn't know they were married, but...
can I be serious for a moment? Just
yep.
So we
and
can
then I have the tweet
up.
Of the week before we start rapping.
Heads up to everyone. Remember, December 1st is on Tuesday. It's World AIDS Day. Check out worldvision.org or worldsaidsday.org for ideas that you can participate in on that day. Helpful hints. I know Starbucks is going to buy a beverage. 5 cents for every beverage goes towards the World AIDS Foundation. And that I just wanted to throw that in there quickly. So
for my segment, the tweet of the week this week comes from Adrian Curry. I fucking hate you Christmas lights. That was the tweet of the week. Thank you. I'm Dina Martinez. I'm here all night.
What we've got going on December 7th is
December 7th. We are doing
Pearl Harbor Day.
Are you ready for this? It is.
Pearl Harbor Day.
It's also the Dina and Greg Toy Drive and Mixer.
Holiday Mixer.
Where? I will come.
At Here and Lounge. Here. It is that Monday night at Here Lounge for the Sassy Show. We are collecting toys. New, wrapped, nice.
Children's toys.
Children's toys.
And they are
toys.
Wrapped? You want them wrapped?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Well, not gift wrapped, but...
Oh,
in its original wrapping.
Yes, absolutely.
How about
brand
that?
Brand new toys.
Yeah, brand new toys.
Again, but children's toys.
Right. And we are collecting children's toys. Children's toys.
Small children's toys.
The sex toy drive is
That's
later.
Time.
That's January, folks.
That's in January. For children with no sex toys. So we are in, teaming up with Equality Network to help collect toys for the ASC, which is the AIDS Service Center. Here in Los Angeles to collect toys for children with AIDS. So I want you guys to all come out, come enjoy the show. It's also Mercedes Electra's birthday, so just come out and support us. Support the drag queens and trannies and the children with AIDS so that we can give them a happy Christmas and a smile. Also, tomorrow night just happens to be the WeHo Award nomination ceremony.
Da, da, da. Can you say it yet?
I'm saying that
I
got nominated.
In what category?
Probably Drag Diva. But
isn't that great?
For the third year in a row.
And this is your year to win.
I'm becoming the Susan Lucci of the WeHo Awards.
Well, she got to be Grand Marshal this year.
There you go. Maybe I can be Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade someday, too. So the WeHo Awards voting party start December 11th through the 18th, and the online voting starts the 19th through the 21st, and the actual ceremony is January 26th. So I would love you guys to go to WeHoAwards.org and vote for me for whatever category I'm in. I'm not certain which one. And sadly, DinaAndGregShow.com. We are sponsored by Gay.com. And thank you, Anne.
Oh, I had the best time.
I had so much fun.
Again, you are welcome here anytime, and invitation is on the table.
Honey, I appreciate that so much.
We're going to drag you and Caroline in.
Oh, my God. Honey, I just sit and am in awe of her. When she gets on a roll, you just don't get in her way. She is the funniest person in the world.
And sadly, we're over time. I'm Dina.
I'm Greg. Have a great week.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.